What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Member Country Music Podcast. All right, you know what? Hang on. I've had this issue the past like 2 days where I don't enunciate those three words, so we're going to start over. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Remember Country Music Podcast. And you best believe I'm keeping that first one in. My name's Kyle Corvus, and I'm really excited. I get to hang out with my friend, Callie Prince. Dude, how are you? What's going on? Happy to have you back.
I'm so happy to be back. I love this podcast. I love podcasts in general because I love to talk.
That's right.
About anything. I've been good. Life's been really good lately, so
good.
Can't complain, really.
I'm glad to hear it. I'm excited to have you back. I'm excited to catch up and just kind of do the thing. It's funny because people say sometimes when I end these, they say like, I'd love to come back sometime. And I'm always down to have someone come back.
Yeah.
Just because like, I don't know, like I've been doing this for a while. And my thing is that I always like to just like have a conversation, meet new people, but it's always easier when you do one that with someone that you already know. Like,
yeah,
you know, we can just like talk about the fact that we were the ones who invented the sad plus yeehaw, right?
You actually did that. Like, see? Everybody needs to know that you're the person that invented that.
Come on.
Like, on the last podcast, like that literally came to be a thing on the last podcast that we did.
Right. And now it's
a thing. Like, it's a whole thing. Like,
now it's your Instagram bio.
It's my brand. Yes. It's literally my brand. I mean, like, so if anyone needs a brand, let Kyle know and he got you.
I don't know about that. I think I may have gotten lucky. I may have gotten lucky and I may have had a beer, which makes it a lot easier to come to me. Who knows? But seriously, like those things are cool. Like, we could talk about those things and I think it's so much fun. And then obviously, you know, you have a new song out and we're going to talk about that as well, but it's just fun when you come back and we can just kind of pick up where we left off and talk through things again and, you know, just shoot the shit and talk about whatever. Why don't you, when you're sitting there and the people are listening who may have listened to last episode or may have been following you along in the last year or so, like, what is new with you? What do you have going on?
Maybe
a song.
Yeah, I just officially got a song.
You're officially in Nashville. Like, that's your thing now. You're good, right? You're there.
I'm here forever.
Forever and ever and ever.
Forever and ever.
Still love it. You still love it.
I love it. I've grown to love it more now because I am a full-time musician. So that's all I do now is like sing and write songs, which is really cool. So I've really like grown to love it more because I don't have to wake up and like go to a job. But I mean, I still have a job, but it's like a job that I love. So it's not really a job because I love to do it. So it's like, I don't know. I've just like grown to love it more within the past couple months, six months or so. So it's like,
but you got different your foot love. In, right?
I got my foot in. And so I don't know. It's just great. I'm having so much fun now.
And that's great to hear. You never know because people, you know, there's so many people that go and it still stresses them out. And they're still, I know a ton of people that are homesick and they're just homebodies and they loved being where they were. Bless you.
Excuse me. I'm so sorry.
you preempt it. Hold on.
I literally felt it coming. I was like,
do you ever hear the thing where it's like if you say bless you before you sneeze, sometimes it stops.
I've never heard that.
Listen,
I feel another one's gonna come on, so you can just tell.
Clearly,
by
it didn't work. It didn't work. But I've always that's always been a thing where I grew up. Everyone's like bless you, and it's supposed to stop. It doesn't work.
I've also heard if you look into the light or like the sun or something.
Look straight up into the sun.
Yeah. I might have made that up in my head. I don't really know, but I feel I've heard that before.
I just watched a YouTube video of a guy who lives in New York City, and trust me, this is wrapping into what you just said. He lives in New York City, and he was talking about the characters that make up New York City and why it's so weird. And someone said that there's a guy who literally just stands in the park and stares at the sun all day. And he cut to a video of the guy standing in the park and staring at the sun. And he looks like an absolute menace. That can't be good for your eyes. There's no way.
No way that can be good for
you. He's got to be on something. There's no way you can do that.
Oh, yeah. He's got to be on something heavy.
Right?
Something heavy.
That's, I'm telling you, there's no way. There's no.
There's a light literally right here, like right there. And it's just, it's not like bright, but it's, I can't look at it. Like I can glance at it, but I can't just like stare at it. You know what I mean?
I have a problem in the sun when it's just daytime. I got to put sunglasses on. It's ridiculous.
Oh yeah. I can't even walk outside if like the sun is shining. I'm like sunglasses on.
Do you wear regular glasses?
Mm-mm.
No.
So no, thankfully.
Do you go to the eye doctor at all or no? I'm assuming.
I do.
Oh, you do. You still do. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah. I do too. But I wear glasses, right? So when I go to the eye doctor and they put those drops in your eyes,
mm-hmm.
and then you're just supposed to leave and drive afterwards.
And it dilates your eyes and you're like, I feel like I'm drunk and I'm not even drunk. Like this exactly. Literally, my eyes are like.
Now you see, the issue is my eye doctor's in Manhattan, right? So I drive my car to Manhattan, go to the doctor, they put the shit in my eyes, and I drive home. Could you imagine driving in New York City with blurry eyes?
Mm-mm.
It's a game.
I can't even imagine walking in New York City with blurry eyes. So it's like, that's a whole different game. Yeah.
Every time I go, I'm always like, I like call up my mom. I'm like, hey, mom, you want to come with me? She's like, I can't. And I'm like, you can go by yourself. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, you're right. But like
I'm risking my life right now.
And like, it's usually better by the time I get to the car, but still, it's rough.
Yeah. It's like, and it makes your eyes feel weird. It's like, it's like grainy feeling. It's like I don't know.
It makes your eyes feel weird. like they're growing inside your eye socket.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It really does. It's like the weirdest feeling. It's just like, that's the only part I really don't like about the eye doctors.
And they expect you to keep your eyes open? Uh-uh.
Oh yeah, and they're like, keep your eyes open. And it's like, how would you like me to do that?
Keep your eyes open. The natural brain response is to close your eyes and
open.
Pry it open. Why don't you? I don't care.
But you have to hold them open because they are closing.
Linda, keep the eyes open. Right. So that's my little side story on the eye doctor. Don't know why that came up, but it happens. So were you just in Disney?
Yes, I was.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Were you a Disney kid growing up? You know, like there's like always those kids that like go to Disney all the time. And then there's those kids that go like once every 10 years.
I'm the once every 10 years.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not technically once every 10 years. I went, the first time I went, how old was I? I think I was 8.
Okay.
First time I went, I was 8. The second time I went, I was 11.
Okay.
And then the third time I went, I was 14.
So you're a 14. Once every few years kind of girl.
And then I didn't go until 23. So that was like the 10 year. I wouldn't consider myself like the Disney kid growing up, you know. No. I mean, I went, but I wouldn't consider like, because you know, there are people that go every year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't see how.
Doesn't make sense.
Uh-uh.
I mean, it's like it's fun. Look, I've been a handful of times. The last time I went was when I was a senior in high school, and we all went as like a class, like all of us. Mm-hmm. We took buses to Florida and we went to Disney. And like that was cool because like we could like park hop and you were like in a hotel room with your friends and you were like doing all that stuff. That was fun.
Yeah.
Different experience than like going with your family, obviously, because you know, like it's not like I could look at my dad and be like, hey, can you pay for this for me? Because it was like my money. So I realized how expensive everything was at Disney. But I mean,
no, I was the same way. Right? I had to pay for everything. Yeah. It was family vacation, but look.
At that point, you're 23 years old. Pay it.
I was like, but I'm a musician. I'm broke. Like, I don't have, like, I have a job and I have like a steady job, but like, my steady job doesn't pay that, you know, does it? I live off tips. And like, what if I play and I literally get tip $5, then like $5, you know what I'm saying?
$5 at Disney.
Yeah, $5. $5 at Disney will get you not shit.
Exactly. Nothing.
It won't get you nothing.
Nothing.
Mm-mm. It was so expensive. And I think I didn't even get a souvenir. I think the only souvenir I got was guitar picks from Hollywood Studios.
That's
and
cool.
Then I got, they were like $3 a piece. So I was like, let me get two. So that's $6, right? So musician, that's, yeah, there you go. My tip right there. And then I got one of those, you know, those character things that people draw of you, like the face.
Oh yeah.
Like they make you like a character. Yeah. I got one of those.
That's
$30.
Cool.
So like I was, and then the rest of my money went to freaking food. I swear I spent like $200 on food the whole time I was there.
I bet. And I mean, let's be honest too. The Disney food is just like, it's just food. Like, it's not.
Yeah, it's not. Unless, you know, the waffles.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, the waffles, the Mickey Mouse waffles. I love those. I eat them every morning, which is probably why I spend $200.
But as you should.
But yeah, they're Mickey Mouse waffles.
You only live once. Every waffle.
Yeah, right. And you only go to Disney World four times, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
But I was like, it was so fun. We were there for 8 days. So it was.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah. It was fun. It was a lot. It was a lot. Nice. 8 days at Disney is a lot.
Yeah, but that's still fun. I mean, I feel like that's like one of those things where you're like, oh man, like that's something you always remember, and that's cool. What's your favorite ride at Disney?
My favorite ride.
Yeah.
So they have a new ride. They have the Avatar thing in Epcot now.
Yeah.
And they have the Rite of Passage. I think that's what it's called.
That's cool.
They have two rides and they have similar names, but they're different parks and they're different things. I don't know. I'm just going to call it the Rite of Passage, but it's the Avatar ride. And it's like a simulator ride where you get on this. So I don't know if you've ever seen Avatar.
I have. Great movie.
Okay. So the bird that they fly on.
Yeah.
So it's like you actually get on the simulated bird thing and you, it's not the bird, but it's like you get on this thing and you put these glasses on, like these 3D glasses, and you lean forward like you're literally riding on a bird, and they strap you in like hardcore, like you cannot move. And the floor moves, and like you're just like flying, and it was so fun. It was like a 5 minute ride, but it was like you were flying the bird and you were going everywhere. It was so fun.
And what your phone just did is what the bird just did.
Yeah, right. It just goes.
No, that's it sick. Really, I like the, there was that one ride at Epcot when the last time I was there, was at Soarin', where you sit in the chairs.
Yes. Right? So it's like, it's just like Soarin'.
Cool.
Like literally just like Soarin'.
But it's like Avatar themed.
Yes.
That's cool. I dig
did
that.
Did I say Avatar was at Epcot? Avatar is at Animal Kingdom.
Animal
Kingdom. Did I say it was?
Yeah, you said Epcot. That's okay.
Either
way, I wouldn't know the difference. So
yeah.
Doesn't matter.
It's all the same to me.
That's right.
It's all the same to me.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's all fun. I mean, I had a blast.
Now, when you went to Epcot, my thing about the last time I went is I even 18? I don't even think I was 18. I think it was just for my 18th birthday. I obviously wasn't 21. So when we went to Epcot, we couldn't drink around the world. And that's now I'm like, all I want to do is drink around the world.
That's I did.
Mm-hmm. And how'd you do? I know you're like,
you're like, I know you did.
You're like a tank. I imagine that you absolutely bodied it, but how'd it go?
Oh, I did. And I drugged my dad and my stepmom with me to do it. So,
all right.
But they didn't participate, but I did.
Oh, so they just walked around with you and
yeah, because I didn't want to walk around by myself, because like I have siblings, like my brother, and I have like you know, stepsister, stepbrother, but they're all married and they have kids. Yeah. And so, and my brother's not married, but he was not there because he had left early, because he had to get back to school. But like all the other ones are like married, have kids. So like they were taking their kids, like the kid rides and like all that.
Yeah.
And then you have me, you have little old me. That just wants to drink around the world. And so I drugged my dad and stepmom to drink around the world with them.
I'd do it too. I would do it too.
And they had a blast. They did. They were asking me, they were like, "What now, what country is this?" And then if we would skip a country, my dad would be like, Hey, you're skipping a country, like you have to go drink this country. And I was like, okay. He was like,
you end up drinking by the end of I don't know. I forget what countries are there.
There are a lot of countries. I only drank in like 10 of them. I didn't drink in like every single, I didn't drink in like every single, because like you would have like Germany and then you would have like this little bitty town in Germany that also has different, you know, like.
Okay. Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, I didn't drink in China because they didn't have beer in China.
Yeah.
I was like, it's weird, but okay. Special thing. I don't know.
I don't know. That's wild. Only 10 countries. I think honestly, like, you know that you didn't space that out over a lot of time. Like, I'd be shot.
Oh, no, because once I got to Mexico, got my beer, and I started walking to the next country, I was already at the next country and I hadn't even finished my beer yet.
And you had to be done. Yeah.
I had to be done by the time I got to the next one. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
Marathon, Callie. It's a marathon.
Oh, it was. But I prepared. I was ready.
I bet you were. If anyone, if anyone was ready, it would be you. If anyone, was
that's ready. The only thing I was excited. Like I was excited about a lot of stuff, but like drinking around the world.
Callie F. And Prince. I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, I mean, someone's got to do it, right?
Hey, now someone's got to do it. Sometimes it's got to be you. Sometimes it's got to be me. Sometimes it's got to be you. That's it.
Somebody's got to do it. So
that's right. It's funny. This is not anywhere related to that, but I'm like the kind of the guy. I said that the other day because I was home, right? And all my buddy's supposed to come over. I brought the TV out in the backyard. We're gonna watch college football. It's gonna be a great time. They all flaked on every single one of them, right? My house is empty. I was like, well, now what? I got this 18 pack sitting in the cooler that I was gonna like we're gonna have a couple call it a day. It was like the middle of the week, and it was gonna be fine. Right. My buddies flake. And I go, well, now what? I just got this nice ice cold pack of beer sitting in the cooler. So I drank them and I drank a bunch of them, almost all of them. And I was like,
you didn't drink all of them?
No, I didn't drink all of them. I didn't drink all. It was already pretty late. And I was like, you know, I'm tired. I'm going to sleep. But it was there was a lot of them. And I took down a ton of them and I regretted it the next day. But I will say it was a good time in the moment. Since my house was empty, it was raining out. So I brought my speaker inside, turned the music up, and I was watching TV at the same time. It was the greatest time. Had the recliner up.
You were just multitasking the whole night.
Dude, I was playing some Keith Whitley. I was kind of getting in my bag a little bit. It was great.
I've done that before. I've just like downed a whole bottle of wine by myself at my house.
I mean, there's something to be said about that. Like having fun.
And I watch 50 Shades of Grey by myself. So.
50 Shades of Grey. I can't say I did that, but
I did. It was great.
That's fair. What is your go-to? Like if you're by yourself, like what is your go-to movie or show? Like if you had to pick something.
If I'm by myself, I really, this is weird. And no one probably would ever guess this about me, but I like watching vlogs on YouTube.
Okay. That's fair. Who?
Okay, so like I like watching Danielle Carolyn. She like lives in New York. Brooke Michio. Those are really the only two girls that I like to watch. I've just always watched them ever since I was in high school. And so it's just like every morning when I wake up, I didn't do it this morning, but like I watch their vlogs on YouTube. Like I'll cook my breakfast and I'll sit on the couch and I'll like watch their vlog. And sometimes like when I go to the gym, I'll like their vlogs will be like 30 minutes long or like 35 minutes long or whatever. I'll get on the treadmill and I'll just like watch their vlog and like do my little workout, you know.
Yeah.
And it makes the time go by faster.
That's right. I'm a vlog guy, but I'm like a David Dobrik vlog guy. Like
I've never watched any of his.
He's funny. He doesn't make videos anymore really, but he's fucking hilarious. And like they have like compilations now where like they're like, because those videos were only ever like 4 minutes long, so they put like a bunch of them together and make like a big video. And he's funny. He's nuts. Like he does some crazy things, but that's why I think it's funny. I just like watch him do it.
I'm really into watching the Keeping Up the Kardashians right now. Like the new one on Hulu.
You like my sister?
The new one on Hulu.
She does the same thing. She loves that stuff. Loves it.
It's great.
Like I swear she wants to be a Kardashian.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far saying that I want to be a Kardashian, but like, I don't know. I just like love to watch it. It's like, I don't know. I have a weird obsession. It is very entertaining. I'm waiting for the new the new episode came out last night.
Well,
I have to watch it.
Clearly, I'm holding you up.
No, you're not. I'll have to watch it when I go to sleep tonight or something. or eat supper or something.
Between you and me, and if he's listening to this right now, he'll probably kill me. But I think my dad watches with my sister too sometimes, and I think he likes it. That's all I'm saying.
It's not.
No, my dad likes Real Housewives. That's what my dad likes.
Okay. I've never watched that show a day in my life.
My dad loves that.
Really?
He's going to kill me if he hears this.
Which Real Housewives?
Well, we watched Real Housewives in New Jersey because they all kind of live in my area. So it's like kind of funny. Like one of them literally lives like less than 5 minutes away. And like we know where her house is. And that's kind of funny.
You're like, what?
Her house is huge. Huge. Really? It's ridiculous. It's so nuts.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
I've never seen that show.
It's kind of crazy. It's super like drama heavy. Like if you like that stuff, maybe you'll like it.
But yeah. Maybe I should like start watching because I do need like new shows to watch. I just literally watch vlogs all the time. Like people will be like, what's your favorite show? And I'm like, a vlog. Like YouTube. A good 20-minute vlog, and then I'm up and done watching TV, you know.
I'm really big into watching movies I've already seen a million times.
Me too. I'll rewatch.
I like watching new stuff. but also yeah. I love watching stuff I've seen 100 million times.
I've rewatched New Girl like 3 times through.
Yeah.
So I mean, like, I don't. Oh, and Yellowstone! I'm so excited for Yellowstone to come out in like 3 weeks. Callie.
I have a problem. I really want to watch Yellowstone. Yeah. Really bad. I've seen a few episodes from season one.
Mm-hmm.
I have season 1 through 3. I can watch it.
Yeah.
The problem is I always fall out and I don't ever finish a season because I have it on DVD, like a box set.
Yeah.
And this is the biggest first world problem on planet Earth. I am convinced that the reason why I don't finish it is because of the fact that I have to like actually like go to the one TV that's got a DVD player hooked up to it and put it in there and set it up and sit there and watch it.
Yeah.
When in reality, I could like bring my computer downstairs and turn it on and watch it and turn it off and easily pull it up. And I think that's holding me back. Would you agree?
I mean, I could see where like, you know, I could see where the DVD, like having to like, you know, do all that.
Set it up.
I could see that. Yeah.
But then I listen to vinyl all the time. So I guess I'm like shooting myself in the foot. Like if I can,
you gotta tough it out. You gotta tough it out.
I gotta restart. I really want to watch it. I feel like I love it.
This is the funniest thing. When Yellowstone first came out, I had never watched it. I'd like heard about it. My mom had watched it. She was like, you really need to watch the show. And so I was in Texas visiting my family for a whole week in like 2020.
Yeah.
And they had it. They had season 1, 2, and 3. They had bought it. It was on their TV, and I was like, you know what? I have a whole week here. This is like my week to chill and do whatever I want to. I sat there and watched season 1, 2, and 3 within the span of 3 days. I literally did not move from the couch. I would wake up, I would come sit on the couch, I would watch it, and then I would go like all day, like for 3 days straight. I binge watched the whole thing. So
that sounds like a great time to me. That sounds like a phenomenal time.
So fun.
I wouldn't expect you to do anything different. That sounds like a phenomenal time. I think I hear the cat.
No, that's the dog.
Oh, the dog. Sorry.
That's the dog.
Look at an animal house in there. I love it.
Yeah. We even have a cat outside. We have a turtle.
A turtle?
Yeah.
What's the turtle's name?
We've never named it.
Does it like sit in like a enclosure, or is it just like free roaming?
It sits in the cat bowl outside.
Wow.
Yeah. Have a whole farm back here.
A little farm.
Yeah. A whole farm. A
pig. I love it.
Yeah.
Let's circle back in here. I feel like we got on a massive tangent. That's totally okay, because that's what I always do. Music wise, right?
Yeah.
You're playing in Nashville. You just put out this new song. I want to talk about it. It's called Broken Heart. /in/heart. If I say it fast, it's not what it sounds like, which is why I clarified. Let's talk about it. It just came out like 2 weeks ago. It's phenomenal. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's a heartbreak song, right?
It is.
So let's break it down a little bit. Let's talk about it. I love, I don't even know if I'd clarify. Well, I guess maybe you're the only one who can clarify if it's considered a sad song or not, but I love songs like that. So let's talk about it.
I love it. I love it too. The day I wrote it, you know, like sometimes when you like write a song, you're like, okay, this song's like, you know, there's something special about it.
Sure.
And when the day we wrote that song, I was like, okay, there's something special about this song.
Sure. You know what? I think that, and this might be, you may or may not agree with me. I think that this is the best song you've put out.
Me too.
And that I don't know. I don't know if you, I mean, I guess you agree with that, but like personally, if I go through everything, and I think you're phenomenal. I always have. I told you that, but I think that this is kind of the song that you were looking for. Like it is no bullshit, straight up. Here it is. Like, that's it. You're writing it on a silver platter and you're handing it to people through their ears. That's it.
Yeah. Right?
I think that's great. I think that's exactly what you want. And I love it. I love it. I really do. I mean, it sucks. Like the writing part of it, when you realize like what it's about, that part stinks. Like you never want to go through that. But also I feel like you need things like everyone goes through experiences like that. So like, I feel like it's important that you're able to put that on paper and say like, okay, let's do this and see what happens.
Yeah. Right? No, it was great. It was like it was a fast, like it wasn't like a 45 minute ride, but it was like I don't know. It just like was smooth. It was like, I wrote the song with Mark Oriott and David Evans. And we just like, we had like a lot of ideas like pitched around, and we were like, do we want to go fast or slow today? And I was like, I have this idea. And it's like, so the original idea wasn't even Broken Heart. It was like a broken stool. It was like something about a bar, you know, like a stool that's been sat in for like a long time. It's like broken. So it's like ready for the next person to use if they need it. And I can't remember who said it. I don't know, but somebody, one of the three of us said Broken Heart. And I was like, we were all like, once that was said, we were just like done, over with for right now today. Like, yeah, that's it. And it kind of just came like natural, you know. Mm-hmm. They always say write what you know. So it just came.
And they always say the ones that just come are the ones that you should just write. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, it's like if they fall out, that gives you the clear indication that you should just write it. And yeah, everyone says that. Everyone. And it's true, though. Like, even some of the guys that have been doing it for 30 years say the same thing. If it falls out, write it. Right. I mean, like, I always go back to the story of like Randall King. He talks about Hey Moon. Right. And that song is like slow, melodic, very like, for a lot of people, a very therapeutic song. And he always tells a story about how when he went into the writing, I said this a couple of weeks ago, but when he went into the writing room, he had this idea in his head for Hey Moon. And he goes in and he sits down with, he didn't mention who the writer was, it was someone who's done a lot. And they sit down and he goes, well, I have this idea for a song. And he starts playing the melody for it and starts, you know, doing the first part of the song. And the guy goes, yeah, I like it a lot. Let's tweak it so that it sounds like this. Cause I'm kind of really looking for something that's going to radio. Like, that kind of has a radio vibe. And Randall sat back and said, all right, well then let's like shift our focus. Cause this is not what I want that song to be. I kind of, it's a song that came to me that I think is going to fall out. And the way I have it in my head is basically the way I want it to sound. And if it's going to fall out like that, like, I need to take that opportunity and not tweak it.
Yeah,
so that it ruins, like, so that it changes the whole track of the song, right? But I think that's so important, because even, you know, guys who have started to do this for 10 years or whatever, like, they're still doing the same thing, right? It's still like, if it falls out, take it. And I think it's important that you let those feelings fall out, and like, you guys have all sat there and went ahead and said, okay, well, let's do it. Did you find it hard to write? Was it tough to write, or no?
No, it was actually really easy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm always like that person. Like, I love to write like good, like a good heartbreak song, you know, sure, no matter what my situation is. Like, you know, I just love to write a good heartbreak song. It just like comes easy. And it's like, it's like, I would rather write what I know than like force myself to like write something that I'm not gonna, that's not gonna sound, that's not gonna, you know,
sound like good. It didn't come from you.
Yeah. I want, you know, I mean, that's my brand, Sad Plus You All. So it's like, you know, try what you know, you know.
I agree. I think that people always say, like, the way I see it is this, is like, I feel like everyone goes through heartbreak. At some point in your life, you're going to go through heartbreak, right? Yeah. Like, it's going to, unless you are the luckiest, most perfect human being on planet Earth, you're going to go through heartbreak.
Yeah.
And you could be 18, you can be 28, you could be 50, it doesn't matter, someone's going to go through heartbreak at some point. And to be able to write that, and like, you might be pulling from, like, I don't know, you might be pulling from a more recent experience, you might be pulling from something that happened 5 years ago, I have no idea, right? But to be able to put those words on paper and then have someone listen and say, okay, I kind of need this. Like, I kind of need Callie to say this. Or like, I don't write songs, but I need her to say this here, because there just needed to be a time where I need to hear it. Mm-hmm. And like, at least I know I'm not alone. Right. And I feel like there's, you know, heartbreak songs in country music is, you're not rewriting the script here. I mean, everyone does it. Right. Yeah. And everyone's got their own way of doing it. And there is songs that'll just touch people just based on who's singing them, no matter if it's written the same way that the last person did it or not. Right. I just think it's so important. I think that's what I always say. Like, heartbreak songs are the glue to what makes country music so great.
That's what it is. That's like the heart of it, you know?
Yeah.
That's just what it is.
Don't you think that writing songs though is kind of like, you know, people journal. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't journal.
I do every single day.
And I know a ton of people that do. It's very, you know, like people love doing it. But I feel like writing songs is kind of like journaling.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It is. It's very like therapeutic in a way.
Right.
It's like I can, if I have a thought in my head, like just say like I go like to write a song, like if I'd like just want to sit down and like see what I can come up with on my own. And like I can't get like the words out, I just pretend that I'm journaling and I'm like, okay, like what would I say? Like if I was telling this person this, you know what I mean? Or like just say like this song. If I was describing my heart to this person, or like if I was just describing my heart to like a group of people, like well, how would I do it?
Sure.
And it'd be like, it's been busted, it's been beaten till it turned black. You know what I mean? I would like literally describe it. And like, that's what this whole course is. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
I mean, and literally.
Exactly. You just lay it out. But that's,
yeah.
You basically just took the words that were in your head and put them on paper.
Yeah. I mean, for so long, like a couple months ago, like for a period of like 5-6 months, I was like in this headspace where I would overthink it, and I would be like, I would write words on paper and I would be like, okay, this sucks. You know, I would just like overthink what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of just had to like go back to the root of like when I wrote, cause I wrote Fallen Out. I think that was the last time I was on the podcast. When I wrote Fallen Out, I wrote that song by myself. And when I was like, okay, how did I write that song? Because that song came out in 45 minutes of my head, you know?
Sure.
And it's kind of was like, the chorus was like, okay, I would literally tell someone this whole chorus, you know, I don't want to, it's just like a letter to somebody. Like, I don't want to drag this out any longer. And it was like, okay, what would I say to this person? Or like, what would I say to like a group of people? And it was like, that's what it is. It's literally what you would say, you know.
Yeah.
That's what a heartbreak song is to me. Like,
that's exactly what it should be. That's exactly what it should be. Do you also have that same mentality in terms of like listening? Like if you're feeling a certain way and you go and write, do you also sometimes say like, I just need to go and listen? Like I need to go and listen to other people's music to feel a certain way or to cope with something. Like does that happen too, or is for you is it just writing?
I like to listen to other people's music too, and like that's kind of how I get inspired too, because if I hit like a brick wall like on inspiration and I'm just like, you know, I'm not feeling inspired or anything, I'll just go listen to music like my release radar, or like go listen to like my moody mix on Spotify or like hot country, like all these playlists, you know. Just like listen to like the different styles and like the different writing and stuff.
Is there one go to that? Is there like you talked about like 5 months ago or so, you were kind of in a rut. Is there one go to person that you go to that will, that might help you through that or no? Or is it just kind of general?
Kind of just like a general. There's not like one specific person that I would go listen to. It was just like kind of like in general. I wouldn't change genres. I would like listen to a specific, like I would listen to country. I wouldn't listen to like rap and like pop and stuff. I would just like kind of put my mind in the mentality of like, this is what I want to write. Let me get some inspiration from this and let me kind of just get my mind right again.
Yeah, totally. I like that because I think that as someone like as the fact that you write and then you also make your own music and you're surrounded by people that also do the same thing. I mean, it's very easy to it's very easy to, the hole is very easy to dry out basically. Right. Cause like you're sitting there and that's all you're intaking all the time and you're playing all the time and you're writing all the time. And like, I feel like it's important sometimes to sit back and see what's new out there and see if there's anything that can captivate you. Right. No matter what it is, it could be across any genre. I just talked to my friend about the fact that Chris Stapleton grew up on like purely rap, right? And like, that's what he listened to growing up, like in high school and middle school, right? Like that was his thing. And then he started listening. Well, of course he listened to country music, but he loved rap growing up.
Yeah.
And which is like so surprising, right? But like, I'm sure there's a ton of Chris Stapleton songs that are inspired by old rap songs he used to listen to, or maybe still does, right? So like, I feel like it's super important that if you are a person who is very well-rounded in terms of the music they like, I would say that was me, but I definitely listen to stuff that I like pretty much all the time. And then sometimes I dabble into other stuff. But I think if you're a person who likes it all, then be inspired by it all, right? Mm-hmm. And whatever that may be, whether that be a melody or something, right? A word or a line, you know, something, it doesn't matter, but it comes from everywhere. But I think that's great. The fact that, you know, you go ahead and you just say, I'm going to hit shuffle in this playlist and see what comes up. I may have never listened to it before, but it might help me. Right. Mm-hmm. That's cool. It's like opening your world to like basically going into a store and saying, there's all this stuff in here. What can I find? You know, I think that's cool. And as a musician, I think that's important to keep your mind fresh and to keep evolving. Cause like,
it's very important because like, if you don't, I mean, you always have to like stay inspired and you always have to like remember why you do it and like, and why you love to do it. You can't just like go down a rabbit hole of like, I'm uninspired. Like I'm never going to be inspired again. Like, you know, you just have to like remind yourself and you have to like have these things to like, oh my God, my cat just scared me. She literally just like hit my leg with her paw.
She wants to get on the keyboard.
She's about to look. She's literally just jumped up here.
She's going to come make an appearance.
you see her? Ellie. Oh. Stop it. I'm literally in an interview.
This is going to be a clip that I put on Instagram. I just want to let you know the head going through.
My cat, of course. Yeah. I'm over here being inspirational and just like encouraging. My cat comes into the picture.
Unbelievable.
Good Lord. Okay. If you want to make your appearance, say hello. Okay. Oh my God. Jesus Christ. Anyways, what was I saying? Inspiration.
That's right.
If you want to be inspired, like you just have to like continue to like journaling. Like I like to journal, like to get my thoughts on paper. And once I get my thoughts on paper, you know, it just helps. Yeah. It's great.
Exactly. I think that's a great way to do it. And for me, like that journal for me, that's speaking. Like I like to speak out my thoughts. Right. And I like to voice what I'm feeling for the most part, because I never know exactly what I'm feeling. And if I talk it out, eventually it's going to come out. But if I write it down, it may not come out the way I want it to come out. You know what I mean?
I've been there before. I've been in writes before that I have it in my, like it's in my brain.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I have this in my brain, but I cannot tell you what I'm thinking. Like I cannot explain it in a way. And I'm like, give me like 5 minutes and I just will talk. And then I'll be like, okay, here it is. And I'll just tell them. I'll be like, okay, this is like, I'm trying to like put my thoughts into words, but into a way that like they would understand it and where it would make sense. And it would just be like this random, like, you know.
Sure. I totally agree. I don't know. For me, it's never like clear cut. And I guess maybe that's why I'm not the best writer in the world, but like, I sure as hell know how to talk. I mean, yeah. You know what I mean? Like I talk forever. I'm pretty sure I use up 95% of the world's oxygen just by me speaking every day. So, I mean, like, you know, I can talk, so I might as well just voice what I have to say.
Hey, there you go.
But no, I'm totally with you. And I think that it's important that you're able to recognize those feelings and get them out on and, you know, use them in a way that like, you know, you have a gift, use the gift, you know, let people hear that gift. You know, that's always really important. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of everything you've done the last year and to get to see it all unfold to continue to get to see it all unfold. Follow you along on TikTok and see you put all these songs out there. Everyone comments and do all that.
And use my sound. It's so weird getting on TikTok and like someone using my sound, like of all sound, like my sound. It's so weird. I haven't gotten used to it.
It's gotta be cool. It's gotta be cool.
And people covering it, like,
right,
like me, like my song, like hello.
Yeah,
it's so weird. And like I'm so thankful and like so grateful, but I'm just like, this is crazy, because I mean I sing cover songs, you know, like that's what I do for a living, and I write obviously, but like to see like someone else like cover my song, like as I'm just like, what?
You know what's crazy, like what is your favorite cover song to sing?
My favorite cover
right
song.
Now, like if you had to pick one song, you had one shot to sing a song, what would it be?
It would probably be Heads Carolina Tells California, to be honest.
Okay, perfect. Great song, phenomenal. Now think about it this way. Callie Prince is one of those songs for people.
I know, like, that's so crazy.
That's wild, right?
That it's so crazy to me.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I mean, I would have never in a million years could have told you like a year ago that my song would blow up exactly. on TikTok, and people would not only be using my sound, like it goes up by the hundreds. I'm not knock on wood. It goes up by the hundreds daily on TikTok of like people using my sound, and like I can still open the app and you know.
I mean, dude, this song right now is closing in on Spotify. It's closing in on 10,000 streams. It's been out for 2 weeks.
Yeah. And it's over, 10,000 on Apple.
I bet it is. I wish they would let you do that. But that's nuts.
I know. It's insane to be honest.
That's almost 20,000 people in 2 weeks.
I know.
2 weeks.
I know. That's, I literally am speechless. I'm just like, what in the world? You know? Listen,
I don't know. But
it's great. I'm so thankful. And I'm
Callie F. and Prince, man. I don't know.
I cannot be any more grateful. I'm just like, I mean, I knew the song was special, but like for people to actually resonate. And not only like the song, but like I've really found that people resonate with the bridge. Like, here's a message for the next one, you know. Just want you to know that like the next person that gets my heart, like this is what it's been through.
Sure.
The amount of people that have like resonated with that. And that is so funny. I'm going to give this away right now because I'm going to give credit where credit is due for that line. We were in the right and we had just gotten done with like the first verse, you know, chorus, second verse, like all that. And all we needed was a bridge. And we were like, well, like we may not really need a bridge. You know, this song's pretty long already. Sure. And Mark Oriott, he said, I does need a bridge. And in 30 seconds, this man said all four lines in 30 seconds. He said, the bridge needs to be this. Here's a message for the next one that falls four down the line. If you ever feel like letting go, know this old heart of mine. And I was just like, you know,
yeah.
Once you get in the groove of a song, it's just like, here you go. Like this is, it was
crazy.
Great.
And the craziest thing about it, and that's how we'll wrap it up. But the craziest thing about it is that like everyone's had that feeling where it's like, okay. And it doesn't even have to be like, I don't see it. And you might, but I don't see it as even it have to be in terms of relationships. Like hearts can go through many different things, even if it's not just like a clear cut boyfriend, girlfriend relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like everyone's gone through stuff like that. I've gone through it. You know, the guy walking down the street's gone through it. Everyone's gone through the fact that they get into another relationship or they are waiting to get into another relationship. And the thing is that, you know, it might seem all fine and dandy on the outside, but on the inside, here's a map of everything that's happened. And here's why I act the way I do. And here's why I may not say the way I feel, or here's why I you know, might take forever to open up and do all these things. Right. So you're mapping that out for people and it's real and people obviously gravitate towards it. So it's great. And, congratulations. It's awesome.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Of course. Callie, thank you for coming to hang out with me. My bag of Skittles just spilled everywhere.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's not great.
Oh my gosh.
What a way to end it. What a way to
Skittles.
End it.
It was just such a great
I'm not even a Skittles guy anymore. I eat them if I have
really?
Them. I don't like them.
I haven't eaten Skittles in a hot. I don't really eat candy anymore, honestly.
I do. It's a problem. I like gummy bears. I'm a big gummy
bear. Well, you know, I just lied to everybody listening to this podcast. I don't eat candy. I do. I eat chocolate, but it's like the little chocolate mini cones from Trader Joe's.
Okay.
To hold the cones or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have two of those before bed every night. So I've just lied. I do eat candy, but I don't eat candy bars. I just eat that.
That's fair. That's fine.
No, I do that every night. Like I'm talking about, I've done it for the past.
I'm trying to help you here.
Oh no, there's no help in what I just, there's no help in this. I mean, I do it every night. It's just like it's like a routine, you know, like once your body gets into a routine and it's like, and you don't do it. It's like, hello, where's my chocolate?
I do that too. Like, it's a Bud Light. So I mean, Miller Light.
Bud Light, chocolate cone, same thing.
Tomato, tomato, potato.
Yeah. Tomato, tomato, potato, potato, right? I mean, same thing.
Same thing. Callie, thanks for coming to hang out with me. I appreciate it. It's always a pleasure. Obviously, I'm a huge fan of yours. And I just enjoy talking to you every time because you're so damn fun to hang out with. So
I know. It was so fun.
She's like, I know I'm so damn fun. Hang out
no,
with.
I love being on podcasts. And I just like love talking to people that I know. And it's like, you know, conversation. Easy conversation. Yeah. So fun.
It's like friends not seeing each other for a while. It's fun. It's a good time. Everybody, you can go follow Callie on Instagram, at Callie Prince, all one word. And go check out her new song, Broken Heart, which is out now wherever you stream. Go share it and go use the sound on TikTok so Callie can become even more starstruck. And, you know, if I was talented, I'd sing a cover of it, but I don't think anyone wants to hear that. So I'm going to keep that to myself. And I don't know, maybe prop my phone up when I'm alone and sing it, but not send it to anyone. We'll keep it on my phone forever. Put in the recently deleted passcode lock. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Remember Country Music Podcast. Remember to rate, subscribe, give us 5 stars if you love the episode, and follow us on Instagram at @RCM_podcast. New episodes coming every Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Central, wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. You know the deal. It's there. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the RCM Podcast. I'm Kyle Corbus. That's Callie Prince. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you.